Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am thrilled to invite you to Rachel Uncensored, my podcast where I get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. From personal stories to hot button issues, we cover it all. New episodes drop every Wednesday, so make sure you tune in on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.
Welcome to Fire Team Chat, IGN's Destiny show. Thank you for joining us today. Today we have a special guest, actually. Sean Pitts.
Hello.
You're new here at IGN.
Yes, first week.
Yeah, what do you do here?
I am a producer for the social team.
Got it. So he makes the funny videos.
I tweet the funny videos.
He tweets the funny videos.
Yeah.
So today, you are a lapsed Destiny player. You've played 800 hours of the game,
yep.
But you're a little behind. Rise of Iron's right around the corner. We're going to ask you some questions about the Rise of Iron reveal thus far. Yesterday's stream, we're going to talk about some of the stuff that we saw in the stream and kind of go from there. So let's get right into it. The rest of the crew, they're all at San Diego Comic-Con having a great time.
Lucky.
Meeting all the celebrities. So it's just you and I today. So right away, let's talk about the stream that we just saw, because that's what's on everybody's mind, right?
Yeah.
What did you think of this particular reveal? It was the Cosmodrome Winter Tour. That's how it was branded.
Yeah, I mean, there was snow. That was nice. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I'm going to be honest, this stream was, like, pretty boring. It was, like, almost hard to watch. And I'm like, I love Destiny. Mm-hmm. I am excited for the new expansion, but, mm-hmm. like, it was just kind of them, like, just driving around shooting stuff, which is, like, stuff we've all seen.
It did seem a little strange to me. It just seemed a little off note for them. There were some audio issues at the beginning of the stream, which isn't typical for them.
Yeah, no game audio.
Yeah, there was no game audio for half the stream, and I was tweeting at the guys. I'm like, hey, guys, like, we really want to hear what's going on.
Yeah.
And that brought it down tonally. They still had a lot of viewers. They showed off a new area, but didn't really give us much info. They didn't talk about the new tech very much. It was just kind of, unfortunately, flat. It didn't do a lot to get me excited.
Yeah, I completely agree.
So, I mean, review-wise, I wouldn't give that one of their best performances. It's okay.
Yeah,
not everything's perfect. Not everything's perfect.
That new Sparrow, which was pretty cool.
Yes. So we'll talk about that in just a second. But let's talk about what we did see in the stream. Deej went to his menu at one point. We saw that the new light level might be 355. This is a dev build, mm-hmm. but he hit pause and it was 355. And in the past, that has been a pretty accurate indicator of what the new light level is going to be. That would be awesome.
Yeah, it would.
355. I'm still chasing my current light level. I'm one ghost away.
Oh, really?
From being max light right now. We found out that the next stream is going to be at Gamescom 2015. I'll be attending, so I will be playing.
That's awesome.
They're going to be playing with a bunch of streamers. Hopefully, we can be one of them. Nudge. We learned that SIVA is infecting the Cosmodrome.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. Do you know about the SIVA tech?
I, like, very sparsely read into it, so, like...
So SIVA is a tech that the Fallen have uncovered. They dug it up, basically, and they started using it to modify themselves, and they become more powerful. But it sort of, like, infects you. Like, it's not good. Mm. You get more powerful. It's like the Venom It's like Venom from Marvel Comics.
Yeah, I saw like some of the stuff like was like some stuff was like bursting out of the ground, some cosmetic stuff in the Cosmodrome, which was cool. The tank was like laying there, which I thought was nice because it's like I've literally killed that thing like a million times.
Yeah,
so it was like nice that it's there.
Definitely. Ice is covering the whole area now. Mm-hmm. We know that this is a separate instance from the main patrol that we normally get. And then we saw Shanks cutting away at pieces of the world. I thought that was a nice little touch.
Yeah, I saw that. I thought that was pretty cool.
And the new snow effects. I really, really, really like that in the stream. But besides that, like, we saw a Astralis rocket launcher, and they just kind of ran around. The area was cut away. It did look different. But there wasn't much to take away.
Yeah.
And that was kind of a bummer. Typically, they, like, knock it out of the park. But on last week's episode, I'm kind of glad that I wasn't that excited about this stream. Mm-hmm. It makes me worried about Rise of Iron a little bit. We're going to play more at Gamescom, so we'll find out more. But at the same time, nothing was spoiled for me.
Yeah, I mean, that's good. And like, yeah, like when Taken King was coming out, I was like watching every one of those streams. Was like, I was like so pumped. Mm-hmm. And then to watch this stream and be like, oh, I mean, okay, it's cool, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's not like, it didn't blow me away like their streams in the past have. So
yeah.
I'm a little worried about Rise of Iron, but I mean, I say that, but I'm definitely going to play it.
So. Yeah, I'm going to play it too. I'm not worried that much. I was surprised that less happened than expected in the stream.
Yeah.
That's all. So you brought up the Iron Gallerwing. We called the Sparrowhorn. There was like this concept art joke going around on Reddit and stuff like that of this bike, basically, and Bungie actually made it, and it's called the Iron Gallerwing. There's a black pre-order exclusive, but if you don't get that one, you can still get the normal looking one. And actually, I personally like the normal looking ones better.
I always like the black dot stuff.
Yeah, you like the black dot stuff.
I'm a big fan of black dot stuff.
So. No AC/DC soundtrack for this reveal, unfortunately.
That's a missed opportunity.
Yeah. Do you dig the bike? Do you like how it looks?
I think it looks cool. I mean, I have some of the Sparrow Racing League Sparrows, which I think just look cooler.
Yeah.
So, like, this kind of looks like, I made a joke on Twitter, it looks like Kanye West designed it. It's got, like, all wings coming out the side of it. And I'm like, I mean, it looks cool, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But it probably won't be my main Sparrow.
Yeah. You should probably get closer to your mic, by the way.
Oh, I apologize.
Yeah. I just realized, I'm like, you're very far away.
I have, like, a voice that resonates, so hopefully it takes care of it.
Perfect, perfect. Yeah, so the bike, for me, I was like, okay, that's cool. I feel like I've seen that already because of all the Reddit posts and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll be a nice additional incentive to pre-order, which I'll probably end up having to do to get just to make sure I have the gear. I'm weird about collecting. Like, I know I'm in panic mode right now. I was telling you this off the show. I'm like, I still do not have the Titan helm from Trials, and they're getting rid of all the old gear. I'm never going to be able to get it again. I have to get that old helm. So people know.
Yeah.
People need to know, Sean, that I played Trials in year one.
It's funny because it's like I have so much Trials gear.
Yeah.
Like, just an insane amount of, because it's all I did. Like, that's pretty much all, for 3-4 months, the only thing I did in Destiny was play Trials, like, 1,000 times every weekend.
Yeah.
It's, like, my favorite game type.
Trials is fantastic. It's really competitive. I've gloated, or not gloated, I've praised Trials many, many times and how much I love it. But, yeah, I still don't have the Titan helm.
Yeah,
I've been running it every week on Sunday, at least once, and still no helmet. That's all I need. I just need helmets.
That's brutal. It's tough waiting for that one drop.
Legs again.
Yeah. It was like, it's always tough waiting for that one drop. But when you get it, hopefully you get it.
Yeah.
I mean, it always feels great.
If I don't, I'm going to be a little heartbroken, I think.
Yeah. I'll get back on there. Because, like, Trials originally is what pulled me back into Destiny.
Yeah.
Because, like, I was like, I played vanilla Destiny, like, to death. And then it was like, I was done.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Trials came out, I was like, I love hyper-competitive gameplay. And Trials is, like, I think one of the best examples of that. So that was what brought me back. So well, maybe we'll run through some trials, see if we can get you that helmet.
Yeah, cool. Please. What else did we want to talk about? So overall, the stream is okay. I wanted to ask you some questions as a lapsed player.
Mm.
So we've had all of the Rise of Iron reveals, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it doing anything for you? Are you excited?
Yeah.
You are.
I came for the
last stream. Forget about it.
Yeah, I mean, so the last stream didn't do anything for me, but I came to the conclusion that Destiny is one of my favorite games ever
because
like I don't have a lot of games that I've played for almost 1,000 hours.
Yeah.
So halfway through, just like mindlessly playing Trials, I was like, I really love this game.
Yeah.
And the only reason that I stopped playing the game is because I played it so much when Taken King came out. I feel like I beat Destiny.
Yeah.
I have every exotic. I have pretty well not now, because they released exotics since I stopped playing.
Yeah.
But I had done everything. I was going flawless in trials on all three characters every weekend, and it was like, well, I really don't have anything to do. I beat the raid on hard mode. But as soon as like new content comes to that game, I can't stop myself.
Yeah.
I always describe like Destiny as like my hot ex-girlfriend. But I know that I shouldn't go and do that. But as soon as I get in there and I can't stop, and I just play and play and play, and it ruins my life.
Wow. Okay. That was an interesting comparison, but okay, we'll go with it. Destiny hasn't ruined my life.
I played nothing but Destiny for like 10 months. I fell behind on all my other games. So.
Really?
Yeah. I love that game.
Destiny to me is like just a safe game. You can play, you can get really into, you can run the raid or something if you want more of a challenge, but it's pretty chill for me now.
Mm.
Like when I'm actually going for first run through the raid or something like that, I get really into it and I get really upset with people. But like last night I was running and there was this one guy, Future, giving you a shout out, who he wasn't having a good night. He's having an off night. He has an off night once in a while.
It happens. That was the best of us.
But he's a friend, and he watches me stream on doing my stream thing, and he felt really bad about doing bad. I'm like, dude, like it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
Like don't worry about it.
But if that was night one.
If that was night one, I would be like, you're out. You got to go.
I got other people that are waiting to get in the spot, man. This is great.
Sorry. But you got to bounce. But
I've been there.
It's like, we're not worried about it. I'm not worried if I don't get done with the raid 10. I'll be like, all right, whatever. Let's go run that ghost drop again. Like, that's super easy. I wasn't too stressed about it or anything.
Yeah, I know how that is. So it's like I said, I do love Destiny. And when they announced that there's going to be a new raid,
that's exciting.
Oh, I'm in.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to be playing. I always like, I beat the raid the first day it came out. So like 24 hours after the raid, I wasn't first or anything, but our team was like, we did it fairly quickly.
Yeah.
And we got to Oryx and we just died a bajillion times.
Yeah. Because nobody knew what to do.
No. And like, that's
even now,
really hard.
Even now in hard mode, I just do 16 orb strat.
Yeah. Because
I'm just like, look, if you screw up, just reset.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to do this 30 times.
Hard mode was the first time I played through hard mode on that. I was like, that was brutal.
Yeah.
And it was so easy up to that point.
Mm-hmm.
And then Oryx is just so hard.
It's like stomp. Because of the ogres and the light eaters, it's strange.
Yeah.
It's
the light eaters are the real problem. And then you have to have everybody play perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the hard thing, because then you're like, God damn it, I'm going to kill this kid if he dies one more time.
Yeah.
You are a warlock.
Yeah.
Bring yourself back.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I really like it. It's good to hear that you're going to come back into the game.
Yeah, 100%. I'm very, just talking about it right now, I'm like,
it gets you excited again.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm like, oh, I do love that game. I'm going to go home and play Destiny.
And that's it. Like when you're playing on PlayStation or Xbox and you're talking with your friends, you start talking about Destiny, you're like, you know what? Let's go play for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then you do. And then you're back into that world. You're back into that, I still don't have that one exotic, or I'm not 335 because I don't have that ghost yet.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. I know how it is. My friend is the same way. He like played Destiny. He never stopped until we stopped together recently.
Yeah.
And he was like, I don't know if I could go back in, man. Because once that game gets its hooks in me, it's like really good junk food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's just like, somebody compared it to like Law and Order SVU, where it's like, you know what you're getting into, and it's great, and you put it on, and you're like, all right, this is fine.
Yeah.
So that's what Destiny is right now for me. But I'm very excited for Rise of Iron.
Yeah. I still like the game quite a bit.
Yeah.
It's kind of an achievement. I'm definitely ready for Destiny 2. I'm really curious how they're going to handle the sequel to this world that they've built. I don't think it's going to be an iteration of the current product. I think it'll be a full retail release. They'll draw a line in the sand. It's like, all right, Destiny 1 has ended. Here's the full release. How do you think they'll handle it?
I think they'll do that too. Because so they already are kind of, I was really happy when they announced that the new update, Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3 players, sorry, you're screwed.
Yeah.
You can't get any updates, you know, and they already did that with the sound package, how Destiny after Taken King sounded great.
Yeah.
And the PlayStation 3 version kind of sounded like crap still. But
really?
You know, yeah, because they never gave them the audio upgrades.
Oh, interesting.
So the way that Hawkmoon sounds is different on PlayStation 4. It's a better sound.
On PS3, you mean?
On PS, they sound different between PS3 and PS4. So PS4 sounds better.
Oh, okay.
And then, you know, so when they announced Destiny 2, I think it was a hard line, I would like some sort of gift for my character in Destiny 2. If we can't bring our characters over directly.
They have said that your characters will carry over, but what that looks like for the sequel will be interesting.
Because, like, do you just get some huge, like, buff?
Mm-hmm. You know? I want, like, an all-new story. I kind of want a reset.
Yeah.
You know, like, yes, I want all this gear I've collected or something for all the gear I've collected. I never want to lose it.
Definitely a shader.
Yeah, or like a shader or something. But I don't know how they're going to handle it. It's going to be really interesting because, like, our vaults are full.
Yeah.
Like, just with the raid weapons. And I don't want to delete them because, hey, I spent 200 hours getting that fusion rifle. Yeah. Or my Fatebringer.
Yeah.
Or your Gallahorn year one. They're bringing it back for year two, though.
I know. It was like, I got Gallahorn year one the day before you could sell it. They sold it again. Mm-hmm. And I was like, great. Thanks, guys. Yeah. Like, it finally dropped.
Mm-hmm.
Much happier when I got my Hawk Moon to drop.
I got it when we just had Vault. So for me, it was a big deal.
Yeah, that was like, you know, the best weapon. I mean, without a doubt, the best weapon in a game.
Yeah, yeah.
God, I can't, that gun was great.
It was really, really good. I'm glad they're bringing it back.
Yeah, me too.
I think we're going to cut it short today. Two of us. I don't want to, like, stretch it out for everybody, but I wanted to make sure that you guys got an audio episode this week. I want to definitely give a shout out to Planet Destiny. I was streaming some Destiny last night. Yeah, they're fantastic. Holtzman, we had him on the show a few times. Tefty and his crew ended up invading my stream.
Oh, that's
awesome. It was really good. And what was really cool is more people watch this show or are aware of this show than I realized. So just getting the love from everybody. Thank you for that, you guys.
Yeah, that's like,
I really appreciated it.
That YouTube, I lived on that YouTube channel when Taken King came out. IGN and there was like my home.
Yeah, that's right. IGN and them.
Of course,
that's okay.
IGN.
You can go to two places.
I know. I mean, but I did use both. So it was just like, I love the Sonic reviews.
Totally honest,
stuff.
I do too. Like, I check out their videos before for our notes to double check. And I talk with Holtzman. I talk with Holtzman all the time. I'm like, is this gun any good? Should I dismantle it? And I probably drive him nuts. And I'm like, well, this pulse rifle seems good, but this one's better, right? Do I really need to keep them both because I need the vault space?
I definitely know what you mean.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so we're going to sign up. We do this. Do you want to plug anything before we go?
Follow me on Twitter at Sean Twisters, S-E-A-N Twisters.
Cool.
That handle everywhere.
And, of course, you can download this show on your iPhone. Using iTunes, you can, or Android. We're on Android. You can also check out the IGN app on PS4 and Xbox One. I'm looking at the notes over there because I can never remember all the platforms we're on. We're on everything. So basically search IGN on whatever platform you have, and you will find an app where you can check out our show, and it'll be the best experience possible. Now, you've watched the show before.
Yes.
Do you know we do a super cheesy sign-off that I love?
Oh, Guardians out?
Yes, Guardians out.
Okay.
So we're going to do it in 3, 2, 1. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, so 3, 2, 1.
Guardians out.
Not bad. Not bad at your first time.
All right, I'll get better.
All right, all right. Thanks for coming, Sean.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.